Well, hi there. This is Rick Moyer, and I am the creator of the new Trekmas CD called Merry Trekmas. And I wanted to spend a few moments just talking to you a little bit about the album, some behind-the-scenes stuff, maybe some things that would make it more fun to, talk about and listen to. So here we are on a little journey. First off, let me just say thank you so much for downloading the music and listening and enjoying. I think you will really enjoy it during the holidays. Some of my favorite things are Trek and Christmas. Christmas for obvious reasons. I think as a young child, I really enjoyed Christmas because it was a time when our families got together, and it was really a great time getting to see relatives and opening presents and getting gifts and eating food, and we just had a wonderful time while growing up. And then later on in my life, Christmas took on a real significant meaning when I accepted Christ into my heart. And so I've been a believer for about 23 years now, and I've really enjoyed the significance of Christmas in that aspect too. But along the way, I've been a Star Trek fan since I was a little boy, and I really have enjoyed all the different series and things of Star Trek that has come out. And over the years, I've wanted to, entertain people with it and talk about it. And there's just not a lot of people in your everyday life that understand what you're even saying about the episodes. Just a few people that I've met that are geeky like me. Well, anyway, when I finally have linked up with a bunch of people on Treks and Sci-Fi, I found that a lot of them knew all the episodes, and we could talk on a level that a lot of other people couldn't. And so, therefore, as I started doing some parody songs, I started wanting to do a Christmas album because I thought it'd be fun. And that's what I did. I took a bunch of Christmas songs, traditional Christmas songs, put Trek lyrics to them, and that's what you have before you. So let's just go through each one of the songs real quick. I'll tell you a little bit behind the scenes about it, and then you can kind of enjoy it on your geeky holidays. I just love this kind of stuff. Well, the first one is called The 12 Days of Starfleet, and of course, this song, the 12 Days of Christmas, is probably the most boring, long song ever made, traditionally done, and you just want it to be over with. But, you know, there's a little twist here. I've always loved the Pakleds from the TNG episode, where they kidnap Geordi and want him to make all sorts of stuff. And anyway, they're just great characters, and I thought, wouldn't it be fun to take them and put them into a traditional Christmas song? We were sitting there brainstorming, my son and I, Nathan, were brainstorming on what kind of lyrics, what would we give if we were Starfleet, what would we give out for Christmas? And of course, I was thinking, well, they got to get a degree from Starfleet Academy. But it was really hard to sing that. I was like, I was trying to figure out, how am I going to do this? And a degree from Starfleet Academy, yeah, it just didn't work. And from the background, my son said, how about an honorary academy degree? And I just went, that's fantastic. An honorary academy degree. It fit perfect right in there with a partridge in a pear tree. And that's how that was born. And from there, I did a little shout out to Scotty with Dilithium Crystals. The three holodeck visits was a Barkley shout out. Four hats like Guinan, 10 forward. The five huge pack leads, of course, I just already said that. Six type A phasers, because Trek wouldn't be without phasers. They're just so cool. And seven replicators, because wouldn't you love to have a replicator? I would. I would take and right now replicate me another drink because I'm drinking. Ooh, that's good stuff. It's Walmart Diet Cherry something. Anyway, it's really good. I'd do it right now. Eight Ractogenos was a shout out to my friend Jen from the Treks and Sci-Fi forums and the Anomaly podcast. Because she's convinced that Klingon coffee is the best, even though it doesn't exist. Something's wrong here. Nine Vulcan Mind Melds, shout out to Spock. 10 Chocolate Sundays was out to the episode where Q became human and got hungry. Remember in 10 Forward when he ordered 10 Chocolate Sundays because he'd never eaten before? And they went ahead and gave him 10 Chocolate Sundays, and I think it was Data or somebody that said, I've never seen anyone eat 10 before. Anyway. 11 Batleth swinging, of course, out to the Klingons. And 12 Space-Time Continuums, because that's the answer for everything in Star Trek. It's a rupture in the Space-Time Continuum. Of course, I even did it to the point where if you're listening on earphones, it hurts your ears because it's all jumbled up. Pretty funny. So, on to the, and anyway, the song was easy to do. I did it in a couple of takes, and then I put the sound effects in, and if you, you know, you can hear my mind to your mind. I went and took a bunch of Pac-Led comments and split them apart and then put them in between the breaks so that it would be funny. And there you go. Put some harmonies on it, and you got the 12 Days of Starfleet. The second one I did was Jean-Luc, the Baldhead Captain. Now, originally, I think it was Picard, the Baldhead Captain, but Jean-Luc, the Baldhead Captain, actually worked better. And, of course, most of you who got the original CD that I sent out found that I spelled Jean-Luc wrong. Don't ask me why. I've seen that. I'm a great fan and have watched every episode and every movie, but I spelled his name J-O-N. I've changed that since, and if you download it off the site here, you will get the right spelling and the lyrics will be right as well. But the first run has J-O-N spelled on Jean-Luc the Baldhead Captain. Shame on me. I get my geek card pulled for a few minutes, but there you go. Anyway, this one, I wanted to do a tribute to The Best of Both Worlds. Always thought that was one of the best TNG episodes ever. And so I did this song in honor of that. And, you know, Jean-Luc was always put up there. Captain Picard was put up there as this stunning man. And even though he was, he really did some bad things when he was Borgified. It had some relationship problems. And, of course, Riker and Worf and Data saved the day by going to the cube and getting the captain back, and that's what I write about. And of course, you'll notice that the very first part of the song, I do it just straight. I don't have any background vocals or anything. That's just kind of to add to the excitement when you get to the second stanza. Once we hit the second stanza, I pulled out all the stops and did, I can't remember how many layers I did of vocals, and of course went back to the old, like, you know, back in the big band era when they would do you know, Chattanooga choo-choo, you know, something like that. So I had to go, what do you do? What do you, or what they do? What they do? Or something like that. I can't even remember what I wrote. Goodness sakes. Yeah. Well, anyway, listen to the song. You'll like it. And lots of cool, fun vocals on that and backgrounds and very fun. So there you go. Jean-Luc the Baldhead Captain to the tune of Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer. Very fun. The next one was Klaxon Bells. I wanted to do something like Red Alert, but it doesn't fit with Jingle Bells. So I had to do Klaxon Bells. Klaxon being a warning sound or bell, and of course I put it together, and this one was kind of a shout out to Wrath of Khan and the whole Kobayashi Maru thing. I always wanted to get those words into a song, Kobayashi Maru. Try doing that was tough, but there it is, and you know, you got it. Khan may be real smart, but Kirk is really cool, rigging tests that make the grade like the Kobayashi Maru. And so, you know, whenever I go to Red Alert on the Enterprise, I always thought it was funny and fun to watch them run around and with their heads cut off because they were so funny. And I just like it. Red Alert. It's a Star Trek tradition. So Klaxon Bells is to the tune of Jingle Bells. There you go. Have Yourself a Hairy Little Creature. Now, that's a different one. I was sitting there thinking of Have Yourself a Trek Christmas. It just didn't work. And I thought, Mary, what rhymes with Mary? And we had guinea pigs growing up, and I thought, not only growing up, but we had them for 18 years of our married life as well, because our kids enjoyed them. Of course, I think it was really me that enjoyed them. I still would like to have guinea pigs, but my wife has put her foot down and said, no guinea pigs. So I've made it so. And the other thing on this particular song, Have Yourself a Hairy Little Creature, I wanted to do it all about tribbles, because I really think tribbles are cool. And I wanted to get the word quadrotriticale in, because that, again, is a word that doesn't get into most songs. Nobody really talks about it unless you watch Trouble with Tribbles. Quadrotriticale. So that's kind of fun. And that became part of the song as well. And I don't know, I just thought it was funny. Tribbles are so hilarious because they are a cool little animal that makes purring sounds but have no eyes or ears, and you can't, and I don't, for what I can tell, they don't do anything except mate. But I think, don't they even, they do it themselves, and so that's kind of crazy. So you got a tribble, you got more tribbles on the way. Thus the not a him or her, just it line. And of course the Klingons are mortal enemies of the tribble. And of course I had to write about that too. But anyway, as you listen to it, it's very fun. And at the end, of course, I put a little shout-out to Tribbles by putting a little chortle at the end. Very fun. Have yourself a hairy little Christmas. or creature. I have to be careful because sometimes I'll say that. Okay. We Wharf You a Merry Christmas. Now, this one was probably the most involved song that we did on the download and the CD. This one, I had a few friends over. My sons were here. Preston, my friend, Preston Ward, was here. And I sat them all down and I said, okay, I actually did an original version of this song that does not sound the same. And it would be fun to maybe put that on the download so you could hear the original Klingon version that I did all by myself. I just recorded it over and over and over to make a crowd. It just didn't sound right. And so, in fact, I think I'm going to go ahead and just play it for you. You got to hear it. And, of course, you have to notice that when I say, I'll go before the council and petition, I didn't say the chancellor, I said the emperor. And so I had to change that. And it just doesn't sound the same as the one that finally came out. But here you go. You get to hear it in its original form right here.
We wharf you a Merry Christmas. We wharf you a Merry Christmas. We wharf you a Merry Christmas and a Kapla New Year. Oh, bring us some roquet blood pie. Oh, bring us some roquet blood pie. Oh, bring us some roquet blood pie and a side of fresh gawk. Gawk is always best when served live. We'll all go before the council, we'll all go before the council, we'll all go before the council and petition the emperor. Oh, bring us the sword of Kalis, oh, bring us the sword of Kalis, oh, bring us the sword of Kalis and a Klingon dagger. We won't go till we get vengeance, we won't go till we get vengeance. We won't go till we get vengeance, and our blood oath is done. A batlith we bring to you and your kin, a batlith with blood wine and a Kapla New Year. We wharf you a Merry Christmas, we wharf you a Merry Christmas, we wharf you a Merry Christmas and a Kapla New Year. We wharf you a Merry Christmas, we wharf you a Merry Christmas, we wharf you a Merry Christmas and a Kapla New Year. We wharf you a Merry Christmas and a Kapla New Year.
I wanted different voices, so I sat the kids down and put microphones in front of them, and I directed them. I had a piece of paper, and you see some behind-the-scenes photos there. And I went ahead and had them just go for it, and I sang the original track and then put headphones on them, and we all sang the background vocals. It was very, very fun. My wife was so funny. I wanted some batlith sounds and battle sounds in the background, so she got a pancake turner and a knife. And came over to one of the didn't she, honey? Yeah, and she came over with that, and she made the sounds of the batlets hitting each other in the background, because I wouldn't let the girls sing on the song, because I know there's Klingon women, but you know, you don't usually hear them shouting out warrior cries, and so I wanted the guys to have their deep voices and be going, you know, vengeance and stuff like that. So we did that, and we recorded I don't know how many tracks. There was, I think, 16 tracks total of the Klingon voices, just so it'd be like a crowd of folks. And there was really only four of us here. So we just recorded four times and did it that way. It was very, very fun. And I think everybody will like the Klingon mythology throughout the thing with Rokeg blood pie and Gok, because Gok is always best when served live. And, of course, petitioning the Chancellor, the Sword of Kalis, the Klingon dagger, anything traditional about Klingons I had to put into the song. The blood oath, blood wine, all that. And, of course, you have to have a Kapla New Year, successful New Year. So there you go. That's We Wharf You a Merry Christmas. Very fun. Next one we did was called Away Team with Phaser. This one my wife didn't like because she thought it was sacrilegious, because I was taking a religious sacred song of Away in the Manger and putting Trek lyrics to it. She didn't really like that, and I thought that was kind of funny, but... I don't know. I just thought it was, it just, when I was thinking about songs to do, I was brainstorming on it, and it just hit me, Away Team with Phaser. That sounds like Away in the Manger. And then I thought about all the times that people beamed down to a planet and did an away team, and all the different funny things that happened on that. They were pretty traditional, especially in the old series. In the original series, there was a lot of different stuff that would happen. In particular, the guys with the red shirts would always either die or be maimed, you know, that kind of thing. And of course, they'd always beam down to planets that looked very similar, but with just different hues of colors. And in this case, this one was the pink fuchsia planet, is searched by the guys. The men with the red shirts pray that they don't die. And of course, Captain Kirk, whatever planet they would go to, would always be finding the female folks and trying to seduce them, while the rest of the folks did the work and, you know, got hurt or in trouble and stuff like that. But Kirk would be kissing on women, so I put that line in there as well. And anyway, I just really enjoyed that. Most of these songs, by the way, were penned sitting in a Red Robin in Olympia. I had originally written a few lyrics just off the top of my head when I was brainstorming, and then I took a little notebook, and one day after meeting with a group of folks up in Olympia, I needed to get lunch, so I stopped by Red Robin, and I all by myself, just sat in a booth with a pen and a notebook, and I wrote most of the lyrics for the entire album. There was a couple of ones I had to write later on, but Away Team with Phaser, We Wore Few a Merry Christmas, Klaxon Bells, most of those came from just sitting at the table. I remember what I ordered even. It was a bonsai burger with the pineapple. Oh my gosh. You ever want a good burger, go to Red Robin. Get the bonsai burger. It's fantastic with the teriyaki sauce. In fact, I'm craving it right now. Okay, so let's go on to the next one. Here Comes Enterprise was very fun as well. Here Comes Enterprise was a shout out to just how the Enterprise would always kind of come to save the day. And I thought it would be fun because Here Comes Santa Claus is kind of a cool song. Here Comes Enterprise would be even more fun if you could have it, you have a little bit of each of the crew in it. And so that's exactly what I did. I took the original series and I tried to put sound bits and bites from the original crew into the song as it went along. And of course, gave Sulu and Chekhov the recognition that they deserve. Uhura. And of course, I had to put in the line groovy and bright because it was all made in the 60s and all the colors were bright and groovy. McCoy's always razzing Spock and Scotty's drinking, getting drunk and drinking green things, reading engineering manuals because the Enterprise flies tonight. And of course, I had to get in the shout out to the photon torpedoes and the Klingons and how Kirk would order out the orders or bark out the orders, and they would always touch the panels, and it just was really, really, really fun. And of course, I had to get the word prime directive into the song too. Prime directive rhymes with perspective. Trust me, I tried every word I could think of, and you could do protective, selective. There was lots of different things, but I wanted to get the word prime directive into a Christmas carol. I thought it would be fun. The most fun I had, though, was on the line where it says NCC-1701 complete with the shuttle bay. That was fun, just to get the numbers of the Enterprise out there in a song. I just thought that was fun. And so there you go. That was Here Comes Enterprise. I had a lot of fun finding the different sound clips. A lot of that came off the animated series because they didn't have a lot of music behind the lines, and they said the lines very clearly. They were recorded real well. So that's why you hear a lot of those. Sometimes you can hear some of the music from the sound bite coming through, and that kind of messes with the music. But the ones that were the most clear came off of the animated series. Just a little tidbit there for you. Okay, sorry about that. Enterprise. Oh, Enterprise. This one was harder to find music for, but I was thinking about, oh, Tannenbaum, oh, Tannenbaum, how lovely are your branches. I thought, what would they sing in Starfleet or on the Enterprise? And I thought, of course, the nacelles are beautiful. And so thus the song, Oh, Enterprise, came out. It was originally going to be, I saw Mommy kissing Captain Kirk underneath the warp nacelles last night. But that song just didn't come out the way I wanted it to. Maybe for next year's Trekmas CD, I don't know. But Oh, Enterprise took its place, and it's very fun. I thought it would be great just to shout out to the Enterprise. That's a great ship, and I'm looking forward to the new one in the movie. That should be very cool. Of course, what's Christmas CD would be complete without White Christmas? And this one, in fact, has to be Trek Christmas because that's what it is. And that was a really fun one, too. This is a shout-out to all those folks that are geeky about Trek because we all dream about a Trek Christmas, one where we get tech for Christmas. You know, we get computers and gadgets and geeky things like comic books and, well, comic books aren't tech, but you know what I mean. Anyway, wanted to put it out there. Most people dream about a white Christmas. We geeks dream about Trek Christmases, and I love the shout out to the Hallmark ornaments, the collector ornaments that I know Rico and other people have trees that they decorate just with Star Trek ornaments. And that's why I put in there, were the tree sports Hallmark and not the ones from Walmart? Yeah. And Enterprise, it hovers in the snow globe. My grandma gave me a really cool little Enterprise in a snow globe when she was alive, and I always loved that little thing. It broke finally, but I really liked it and thought that was funny, so I put that in the song as well. RPG, of course, we write on the RPG, and I had to shout out to that. And I put a little shout out to Treks and Sci-Fi in the Trek Christmas as well. So I hope you enjoy that song. It was fun to record. All right, the next one is All I Want for Christmas. It's only a short little song, a minute or so. And this was, you know, I always enjoyed hearing Nat King Cole sing, All I Want for Christmas is My Two Front Teeth. You know, I thought that was funny. But I thought Front Teeth, Starfleet works perfect. Let's put it in there. And, of course, you know how Starfleet was always going around and evaluating planets if they were ready to join into Starfleet. And one of the indications was if they had a global economy and a global peace treaty, and that the whole entire planet was unified. And so that's what the whole song is about. You know, all I want for Christmas is to join Starfleet. It seems so hard to unify our planet, what with all the factions that are fighting. Gosh, oh gee, a peace treaty, if I could only be enlightening. And I was thinking about Picard, how many times that he negotiated with people to join the Federation just because they were getting along well, and they wouldn't let them in if they were not getting along. So there's that song, All I Want for Christmas. This one, this next song, Merry Trekmas, the Trekmas song, was actually a little harder to do because it has a lot of lyrics in it, and it's so traditional that when you sing the song, it's hard not to sing the regular lyrics to it. And the biggest problem was the opening line. And when I finally got the opening line, that's when the entire song kind of came to life, when I wanted to talk about the different captains from Star Trek. And there's a little cool graphic on the Merry Trekmas website where I have all the captains with Santa hats, elf hats, and a reindeer hat, kind of as a shout out to Merry Trekmas. But the first one was, you know, chestnuts roasting on an open fire, Jack Frost nipping at your nose. Well, it hit me. Who usually ordered open fire? Well, Kirk did. So that I had it. Captain Kirk, he orders open fire. Picard, he reasons with his foes. So Kirk usually fired before he spoke. Picard reasoned with his foes. Benjamin had his, you know, he was the first one. Ben Sisko was the first one to wear the new uniforms, and I always think that, so I put that. Benjamin with his Starfleet attire, and Archer, the first to boldly go, because he was the first guy to get out there and go for it. And then, of course, Janeway knows on her Voyagers, she flies her ship and does it right. All the crews with their pips in a row won't find it hard to serve tonight. So that was a fun one, too. And, of course, a shout-out to all my friends who are geeky, to geeks from 1 to 92. And that was a fun song to record. I actually did a real version of that song with the real Christmas lyrics, which I'll put up on the site, too. Might be there already if you want to download that just for some fun. I know I got a huge kick out of my friend Mike from England saying that his kids wanted to know why Americans didn't celebrate Christmas. They celebrated Star Trek. What a great witness for me. So I sent him a normal Christmas song. I said, yes, we do celebrate Christmas. But I thought that was cute that his kids thought that we didn't celebrate Christmas over in the States. We celebrated Star Trek. Yeah, that wasn't my intention. Just for fun, everybody. Just for fun. The next song is I'll Be Home on Voyager. Had to do a fitting song for Voyager. What a great show. I really liked that series. And so I did I'll Be Home on Voyager. And I took a bunch of quotes from Janeway and put them into the song. I actually want to dedicate I'll Be Home on Voyager to my friend Kenny from California. We've become really good friends. And that's his favorite series of the Star Trek stuff is Voyager. So I was thinking of him when I was writing this. So Kenny, here you go. Hope you enjoy this song. It really speaks of them getting home, and you know, it gives a shout out to the last episode about the fireworks up in the sky above the Golden Gate Bridge. Got Reggie in there because he was on Voyager doing his subspace wormholes and all this different stuff to communicate with them. Was able to talk about Neelix not being with them when they came back because he was on the asteroid with his pretty girlfriend. And just the whole transwarp drive thing. It was fun. When I thought of titles of songs I could sing for Christmas songs, I'll Be Home for Christmas, I thought I'll Be Home on Voyager is a fitting tribute to Voyager and her crew. Boldly Go was actually an added one again at the end of the project for Let It Snow, Let It Snow, Let It Snow. And I just thought it would be fun to do Boldly Go. It's just kind of cool, and it's true. You know, the forging on through space is the Federation and going all over the place, and it's just fun. The universe out there is frightful, but Starfleet is so delightful. And since there's millions of aliens to know, boldly go, boldly go, boldly go. Yeah. Anyway. Forget Let It Snow and Boldly Go. That was a fun song to do. Benjamin the Spaceman is the song that we end up with, I believe. Yeah, and that song actually was the last one that I did, and it's the last one on the album. I was out on a walk, and I, as I do every day, go out for a 3 or 4 mile walk, and I had my handhold trio, and I was just trying to think of a song that could end up the entire CD. So I started thinking about what series were covered during the CD, and I realized that Deep Space Nine really didn't get any shout-outs. And I thought, wouldn't it be fun to take and do an entire song about Deep Space Nine and talk about the characters just in a Christmas tune? So I was thinking, what could I do? What could I do? So I went through a variety of things and thought about them. Well, I'm on my walk, and I'm thinking, well, I don't have paper and a pencil, and I usually write on the computer anyway. So I pulled up my trio, and I wrote an email to myself, and I was thinking of to the tune of Frosty the Snowman. Thumpity thump thump, thumpity thump thump, look at Frosty go. I thought, how could I make that into a song? And then I thought, well, we could do Picard the No. We could do Odo the Shapeshifter. I'll turn to gelatin someday. Something like that. But then it hit me. Benjamin the Spaceman. It works. And so from there, I just wrote about how from Captain Sisko, Commander Sisko, Captain Sisko, whatever you want to call him, at whatever time he was at in the series. And I just went for it, and that's what I did. I just talked about Deep Space Nine and the whole concept. I wanted to get the words Tarek Nor in there, talk about his baseball and his desk, because that was cool. You know, Wolf 359, the battle where he lost his wife, how he ran his crew because everybody loved him, how they added Worf to the series. Just the whole... You know, the whole thing. I know some people give me some slack or some hassle for warpity warp warp, but I thought that was very funny. I mean, thumpity thump thump. Who sings that in a song? So why can't we do warpity warp warp, warpity warp warp? Look at Sisko go. Anyway, that was fun. And I also got the word dork in a song, and that's always fun, calling Quark a greedy Ferengi dork, because it rhymed. And there you go. That was the Merry Trekmas project. All the different songs, kind of a little bit of the meaning behind it, and had a really good time. It was a few weeks of mayhem in our house because I had to make everybody be quiet as I recorded, doing the background vocals and everything like that. But it's just such a pleasure to be able to bring you something you can enjoy for your holidays from a geeky standpoint. And I hope you really, really enjoy the Merry Trekmas project. More to come. Should be fun. Please listen to the Treks and Sci-Fi podcast with Rico Dosti. It's great. You can check out the forums at www.treksandsci-fi.com/forum, or just go to Treks and Sci-Fi, or you can just search iTunes for Treks and Sci-Fi, and you'll find the podcast. Download it. Listen to it. Very, very fun and cool podcast, and great community of people. My wife and I did want to wish you a very, very Merry Christmas, not just a Trekmas. We are both believers, and we know the real reason for the season is Jesus. And we hope that he has a place in your holiday this year, because that's what it's all about. So bless you, and have an amazing Merry Christmas and Merry Trekmas, and may you have a kapla new year.
Chestnuts roasting on an open fire, Jack Frost nipping at your nose, Yuletide carols being sung by a choir and folks dressed up like Eskimos. Everybody knows a turkey and some mistletoe help to make the season bright. Tiny tots with their eyes all aglow will find it hard to sleep tonight. They know that Santa's on his way. He's loaded lots of toys and goodies on his sleigh. And every mother's child is going to spy to see if reindeer really know how to fly. And so I'm offering this simple phrase kids from 1 to 92. Although it's been said many times, many ways, Merry Christmas to you. Everybody knows a turkey and some mistletoe help to make the season bright. Tiny tots with their eyes all aglow will find it hard to sleep tonight. They know that Santa's on his way. He's loaded lots of toys and goodies on his sleigh. And every mother's child is gonna spy to see if reindeer really know how to fly. I'm offering this simple phrase to kids from 1 to 92. Although it's been said many times, many ways, Merry Christmas to you.